News in brief. People in Pakistan are heading to the polls in the country's general elections. Security is now tight to protect candidates and polling stations from possible attacks. More than 86 million people are registered to vote. Over 35 million of them are first-time voters. At least 10 people have been killed and dozens more injured in an explosion near a polling station in Pakistan's southern city of Karachi. Another blast in the city of Peshawar has also injured 8 people. Two more hopefuls register for Iran's presidential election on the fifth and final day of registration. Tehran Mayor Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf and Deputy Parliament Speaker Mohammad Hassan Abu Turabi Fard have just signed up. The two were members of the Coalition of Three and Coalition of Five, respectively. A major earthquake measuring 6.2 on the Richter scale strikes southern Iran. The epicenter of the quake has been near the port city of Jask. At least 16 people have been injured in the quake. Egypt's former strongman Hosni Mubarak is to be retried over his role in the killing of hundreds of protesters in 2011. Mubarak's Interior Minister Habib al-Adli and 6 security chiefs will also appear before the court. The retrial comes after the judge disqualified himself in a previous hearing. Bahraini security forces have put the village of Bani Jamra near Manama under tight siege. They fired tear gas to disperse peaceful anti-regime protesters. Military blockades have also been erupted to disrupt people's movement in the village. New humiliating measures are being adopted against hunger-striking prisoners at the US-run Guantanamo prison. Attorneys now say the detainees are being threatened with complete searches of their bodies, including their private parts, if they leave the camps to meet with their lawyers. Outrage against Israel's attacks on Syria. People in several countries have demonstrated to condemn Tel Aviv's recent airstrikes on Syrian soil. Protesters have burnt Israeli flags and chanted slogans against Israel and the US.